Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Before we realize, we are already entering the final stretch of August. We are about to complete the 8th month of 2023. This is another episode that I am sending to you from my hometown, Sendai. About 3 more weeks are left before I head back to Ottawa. One of the things that I am consciously doing during this stay is to revisit places where I spent my childhood. Because I am working on the draft of my childhood memoir, I wanted to see the places again with my adult eyes. Some places no longer exist, including my family's old apartment and my kindergarten, but there are also places that remain exactly the same as they used to be more than 2 decades ago. The other day, I happened to walk through a park near the city center. Everything was exactly the same as back then, and I could almost see myself sitting with my mother and my little brother under the tree, along with all my kindergarten friends. It was as if the time had collapsed in that moment. Do you also get the chance to visit a place of your happy memories from time to time? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from the time when I was in kindergarten. The summer when I was 6, my kindergarten hosted an overnight trip for all the kids of my age. It was the very first overnight trip that I had with my friends away from my family, and every single moment was experienced powerfully and committed to my memory deeply. I wonder what special trip from your childhood might be brought to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Campfire under the starry sky. This is a memory from the time when I was 6. In July, my kindergarten hosts an overnight trip for all the kids of my year. We rent a bus and stay at a small village on the foot of Mount Zhao. We have all looked forward to this day for so long. Our brilliant teachers have arranged this trip in such a way that makes us feel as if we were the characters of the adventure story that they have been reading to us for the past several months. I leave home with a red Snoopy backpack, fully packed with my pajamas, water bottle, and snacks. My 2 best friends are also with me. This is the first time I will be staying overnight with them, and that makes this trip even more special. Once at the lodge, we change into our activity clothes, leave our belongings with the caretaker, and start exploring the surrounding forest. Our teachers have created a scavenger hunt in the forest based on the adventure story, and our mission is to answer questions and collect requested items along the way. By the time we reach the end of the hunt, I totally believe that the story has come true in my real life. In the evening, we sit around the campfire and sing songs and dance, our month-long practice coming to fruition. I am enthralled by the magnificent view of the burning fire, the smoky scent that fills the air, and the powerful togetherness as we sing and dance under the starry sky. After the long evening, we go back to the lodge to sleep. The futon bedding covers the entire floors of the two large rooms allotted to us. Some of us have fun throwing pillows, but before long, the room becomes silent as we all drift off to sleep, taken out by exhaustion of the adventurous day.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.